Very good. It is now 8:35 on Thursday, August 23rd. Call to order the special meeting, which is the 2012-13 planning workshop for the Everett Public Schools Board of Directors. We have present with us at this time Directors Lassane, Peterson, and Russell. And our first item of business is the adoption of agenda. And joining us is Director Andrews. Dr. Cohn, are there any changes to the proposed agenda?
I would recommend that you insert before item 8, dinner discussion, a closed session, and that you insert before item 13, a closed session, which may consume the activity that you planned for dinner and lunch.
All right, so dinner today and lunch tomorrow we will designate as closed sessions. Any discussion of the agenda? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
I make motion that we adopt the agenda as amended.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second from Director Andrews. Motion made by Director Lassane. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes carry 4-0. The agenda is adopted. I want to make a few comments before we break and go and join the STEM symposium at 9 o'clock this morning. I think we have a wonderful two-day workshop ahead of us, and there are two words in my mind that capture what we're about during these 2 days. And one of those is perspective, and the other one is pacing. And from my point of view, excuse the pun, perspective is one of the key ingredients to effective leadership. That we have a sense of where we are, where we want to go, and how we get there. In topography, we know, perspective often comes by getting up on a high point and looking into the distance to see where we're going and what the obstacles might be for us to get to our destination. And we're going to be doing that with three very important programmatic matters that will be in front of us in this coming year. First of those is STEM, and Director Lassane and I had a opportunity to attend the first day of the STEM workshop. I think we both say as we discussed among ourselves, it was a great start. Some very fascinating presentations and panels as well. And I was, if I can say, one point that really stuck out with me was the question that was asked. I believe you ask the question about what did the students learn during their high school education that they thought they would never use, but they found out that it was very important. So these were students, former graduates, Everett Public Schools, who are on STEM career paths. And the topic that was raised, I would think 3+ times, was communication and public speaking, mm-hmm. and the importance of being able to articulate verbally with others was something that they thought, I'm never going to use this speech stuff. And they found out they were using it all the time. And I thought it was a beautiful segue into 21st century skills and the importance of communication and collaborative work. So this morning we're going to get further perspective on STEM. Tomorrow we'll deepen our perspective on 21st century skills, and that's a part of the workshop that will be very, very participatory in. And then in the afternoon tomorrow, looking at our capital budget, particularly in preparation for the 2014 bond. So kind of deepening our perspective on three important, I'd say, programmatic issues. But then this afternoon, we have kind of that foundational organizational matters around the board and the function of the board. And as was our expressed desire, we're going to spend no time really on reviewing the protocol. We'll spend some time on reviewing kind of ends means, but we'll spend some significant time on looking at kind of structure of our board meetings and also the calendar that's in front of us for the year. And in addition, in connection with that, we'll be closely looking at superintendent's goals and also the board goals. And I think you'll find that this year, the connection between our strategic plan, the district work plan, the superintendent's goals, and the board's goals are probably as seamless as they've ever been. I think you'll find that they flow smoothly from one to the other. I suspect the bulk of our time this afternoon, or our big task, is going to be how might we be more efficient in our board meetings? How might we use that time most wisely, with the hope of shortening the meetings, but also using that time wisely to accomplish the work that needs to be done? And the same sort of question asked, not about any single meeting, but about the calendar itself. How do we use our time in the next 12 months wisely to accomplish the goals that we've set for ourselves? I think those two questions will be big for us this afternoon. So perspective and pacing, and that pacing part is the use of our time. So those are my thoughts looking at the next 2 days ahead of us. Any other thoughts people want to share at this point?
I like the plan.
Like the plan?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I think we've got something that's
some substance.
It's doable, it's manageable to accomplish what we said before.
It will help it really inform our deliberations and discussions during the coming year.
Yeah. Great. With that, then, I think we will recess.
Actually, you're not recessing.
We're not recessing. Because we're moving.
Yeah, you're just moving,
from
one room to the other. Your meeting's published for Jackson High, and we're simply going down to another room to... Wait, what did we say on the agenda? Did we say recess? We didn't.
No,
we just moved down there.
Yeah,
no, we just moved down there. Yeah, we're just moving down there. You're still in session.
We're not
together.
We're recess till close.
And it's okay. No, it's okay. So literally what you're going to do is you just pick it up and moving to another part of the building for your meeting, all of which is accessible to the public. And your meeting's been published for this facility fundamentally, starting out here. Okay. If we leave the facility, or if we break the meeting, then we'll recess.
Okay.
So this recorder will be staying here, and you'll be downstairs in various parts of the room with people.
Very good.
All right.